In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to speak this morning about transitions and new beginnings. The definition of transition is a passage from one state or stage to another. St. John's Church is now experiencing a transition from the 10-year pastorate of your beloved rector, Mark Eddington. Yesterday, you wished Mark well in his new ministry as Bishop of the Episcopal Church in Europe. Today is your first Sunday without Mark. This is an historic time for Mark and for you. It is a time of new beginnings for Mark and for you. When we think of new beginnings, we can find guidance in the story of Abram's call, found in chapter 12 of the book of Genesis. You remember the story. God calls Abram to go on a journey where the destination is uncertain. Because he faithfully goes, God blesses him so that he and his family will be a blessing to the whole world. Like Abram, who left the comfortable surroundings of his hometown of Haran, St. John's Church is now setting forth on a journey that is not entirely predictable. In the coming months, you will be venturing into new territory. For the next few weeks, you and I are called to journey together, to be blessed by God so that we can be a blessing to our community and to the world. All that God requires of us is faith and the willingness to take the first steps. As God calls, we respond, even if that means leaving behind the familiar and stepping into the new and the strange. I wonder if Abram was afraid to take that first step, but he did it anyway. As I look out at you today, I see faces that I do not yet know. I feel a little bit anxious. Are any of you feeling a little scared this morning? I'm glad I'm not the only one. In spite of fears in the midst of uncertainty, we recognize that God has called us to journey into new territory. God will help us get over our fears and help us be a blessing to one another and the larger community, and God will work through us. The past is never dead, wrote William Faulkner. It's not even past. St. John's Church has a wonderful past, the past 10 years with Mark and the decades before with your previous pastors and lay leaders. You can draw on this strong foundation of your history and the strong lay leadership that continues in this parish. This is also a new beginning for me. Permit me to tell you a bit about myself so we can begin to get to know each other better. I've been an Episcopal priest for 30 years, since December 1988, when I was received as a priest into the Episcopal Church in a ceremony of renewal of priestly vows at Grace Church in Newton, just down the road here from us. Prior to that, I was a Roman Catholic priest in a religious order called the Paulus Fathers, where I served congregations in Washington, D.C., Toronto, Canada, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio, and the Paulus Center in downtown Boston on Park Street. As an Episcopal priest, I was an interim rector at St. Dunstan's in Dover, St. Michael's in Marblehead, and Good Shepherd in Watertown before serving as rector of All Saints Parish in Brookline for 20 and a half years. My wife Barbara and I live in West Newton, and we have two adult children, Brendan, who lives in Colorado, and my daughter Mia, who lives in Seattle. Your rectors, Bob Hammett and Mark Eddington, invited me several times to serve as priest here on Sunday, so I have already met many of you. God told Abram that the land toward which he was walking would be a place of multiplied blessings. The coming weeks can be a time of many blessings for us at St. John's. Like Abram, we have God's promise to be with us in this time of transition. Today's scripture readings give us a guidance going forward. In the first reading, Jeremiah speaks of his hesitancy and fearfulness. Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I'm only a boy, he says. But then God said to him, do not say I'm only a boy. For you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Well, you and I here today may also feel a bit unprepared for the future, but God will be with us to help us to face the challenges ahead. The marvelous reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, our second reading, reminds us of the quality of love that we want to characterize our life together in the coming months. Paul says, love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Well, this reading from Paul to the Corinthians can be our charter for the days going forward. Then in the gospel, Jesus, a layman, reads the scripture in his hometown synagogue and announces, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Here at St. John's Church, we have a tradition of lay people giving sermons. The good news is that these lay preachers are welcomed and affirmed in their role of bringing God's word to God's people. So in contrast to the experience of Jesus in today's gospel passage, they don't have to worry about being tossed over the cliff. Here their word will be received with respect and reverence. So yes, today is a day of transition. Like Abram, we venture into new territory. Like Abram, we cannot completely know what lies before us. But like Abram, we have confidence that God is with us and that God will bless us and make us a blessing for others. And for this, we give thanks. Amen.